What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, postcast edition, folks. This is take two. My stupid recorder did not save my original recording of the K-State's women's victory last night over Wichita State. We're going to do this, try this again here on this podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, all K-State sports. And this will be a little shorter than it was before because that was very detailed. And my stupid recorder decided, let's just not save it at all. So, back on here again before tip-off here with men's basketball, which they're going to be a separate postcast of that. Third-seeded K-State. Man, I'm trying to calm down. So pissed off. But K-State, third seed, taking on Montana State, the 14th seed in the East Regional here. Hopefully, I won't be any madder than that. So, let's move forward. But to keep it short and brief here, K-State actually put the beat down on Wichita State in this game. And it was keyed off of the second quarter and the third quarter. Monster scores there as K-State put a combined 55 points, which really blew this basketball game wide open. Of course, this game was here in Manhattan, Kansas. Shout out K-State Nation for showing up to Brandeis last night, the support of the Cats. We'll see if they're going to stay here for the next game or they're going to have to go on the road. We'll see how that all shakes out with their opponent. Either that's going to be Wyoming or Texas A&M Corpus Christi. So that's what we're waiting on there as well. Serena Sundell last night, 16 more points for her on the night. 5 of 10 from the field. Well, let me go down here for a second before I say something else. 5 from the 10 from the field, 2 for 5 from downtown, 16, 7 assists, 2 rebounds. 4 Wildcats, folks, went in double digits last night. That includes the Glenn Twins and Gabby Gregory. Gabby, 13 and 4. Double-double for Jalen Glenn, continuing to shine here in extra basketball. 13 points, 11 rebounds. Her twin sister, Briley, added 15 more points and added 2 assists as well. And going around the horn, let's continue to do that with Sarah Samasti, 3 of 6 from the field. 7 points last night for her in a game. Everybody got a piece of pie last night, including Michaela Parks. Of course, last night, the Gilmore Heredia of the K-State women's basketball team. And for those of you who don't know, Gilmore Heredia is... he's been playing for the Atlanta Braves for the last 3 or 4 seasons. He's now playing in, I can't remember where he's playing at now, but he decided to hang it up, the Major League Baseball hat, and go play elsewhere. Well, outside of the United States. So he started the whole swords thing, the dancing, the soul swords thing, and dancing a little bit. He was the other emotional leader off the bench as well. He used to come in for defensive purposes late in games as well. So now I know that's kind of a funny slash strange comparison there to Michaela Parks there last night. But Michaela Parks got a couple of free throws in last night. So she scored 2 points. Taylor Lauterbach saw some action. Let's see, Mimi Gatewood saw action last night as well. Everybody got in there as well besides the normal girls that come off the bench, like Emily Ebert, who played 18 minutes, Eliza Maupin, 15, combined 15 points, add Heavenly Greer in the mix with 5 more, and again, have to backtrack, where me and Heavenly are not related, last name is different, G-R-E-E-R for her, mine is G-R-I-E-R, and I believe I said that every time on this podcast when Heavenly has played this year on this podcast, so I have to clear it up for you guys. As well, but everybody got in there last night, and a couple of history marking notes here before we kind of close this off here, because I recorded this once and that was really good and that was not saved, so I'm mad. So I'm gonna keep this a little brief here as well. And of course, Coach Mitty and his sophomore trios spoke to the K-State media last night after the game, and key word from that was being locked in. They're locked in from the jump of this game, and they really frustrated it, which kind of was a good Wichita State team. They came in here 4 games over 500 there, and they were absolutely stifled by his defense for Jet Mini. I think that's defense is really coming around at the right time. Now, obviously, they're not, the ladies aren't in the big dance. They're not. But you're getting extra basketball. Extra basketball, that means extra shots, extra reps, work on your craft for next year. So if Gabby Gregory is not going to come back, then, hey, with their next recruiting class or whatnot, or next transfers come in, whatnot, they can help out as well along, you know, surround this sophomore trio. And let's not forget about Ioka Lee coming back next year as well. So this team, the longer they continue to make this, longer they keep playing, Barrett's going to help out for next year, I think, in my book there. So I think for Jeff Mini, I think he wanted more reps as well, more games, the coach's team. And this is, I think this is one of the best games of the year, because I was kind of a little bit worried with this game last year. But I think K-State, the ladies, I've said this all year long, between me and Alex A., my co-host of the podcast, weekly edition, this team plays well, very well at home. I know they've been lackadaisical to their, I know from the top, a couple of games have been lackadaisical. One of those I was in part of was at the game a few weeks ago, Oklahoma. That was not pretty. But outside of that, they've given teams problems. So if the second round game is going to be here, then whoever comes out of that Wyoming Corpus Christi game, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. That's all I got to say, right? Especially if Casey's offense is locked in like it was last night. 4 out of 5 starters, double digits last night. Gabby Gregory, 13 points. She was 3 of 6 from downtown last night as well. And I like the pink. I think those were pink shoes that I saw last night there. They were fly. Woo! I tell you that as well. But some record-breaking marks here real quick here. 25 made free throws by K-State last night. Set a school record in the NIT game. And there was another one as well. Threes. Yes, threes in the game. K-State, second most in school history in a postseason WIT game, right behind Ball State. With 12. Ball State, 12. Almost 10 years ago to the date. March 2013 was the episode. You're looking at, this year is 2013. Yes, I know. That's almost 10 years to the day that went down. So K-State almost mirrored last night what they put down against Ball State 10 years ago. Incredible. But they missed it by one last night. So I wanted to bring that in there as well. So, again, the men's postcast of the first round will be recorded in between runs. Tomorrow here in Manhattan, Kansas, is the St. Patrick's Day races. The oldest tradition continues. I can see this right now. I'm not doing a 10K. I did both last year. And that was the original plan this year. But things kind of changed from January to right now. So you're not going to find me in the 10K, but there's a possibility you'll see me in the two miler. We'll see how I feel after my long run, my training run as well. So I got to get it in. So doing my training run tomorrow. But that, again, when I log off this podcast, it could change. I'll let you know. But anyway, so that's the plan. Hop in a 2 miler. Use that as a workout and give it what I got, because I've been very curious about if I just worry about that and not worry about saving anything to put it on. I don't care who is in that field. We'll see how it goes tomorrow morning. By the way, you're interested in coming out and seeing all the action. Aggieville going down 10 a.m. tomorrow, starts it off a 2 mile, which you'll probably see me in it. If not, I have an explanation. but I have an excuse, because next week begins a challenge I'm going to be doing between the next 5 weeks, between all this training I've been doing here for Grandma's, the Epic Grandma's, coming up this summer in mid-June. So I'll be Liberty. So that's why I'm not doing that, because I know how my body heals up. And if I do this 10K, I might pay the price big time there. So I've already told a lot of people. Well, I haven't told a lot of people, but I'm telling you guys now that I'm not going to do it, because I'm trying to be very smart and strategic in what I'm doing as well. I thought about doing a mile today, but obviously work, anything else like that, maybe next year if that comes around, we'll see. But yeah, I'm worried about bigger things right now. So that's that. And I did both last year, and it was a lot of fun. Doing that last year, and no sense doing it this year, especially what lies ahead for me on a racing schedule as well. But yeah, I'll be doing the men's postcast tomorrow. Hopefully we can win in advance. So hopefully there's that. Again, I'll be doing the postcast all the way up to until we get eliminated or if we get somehow make it all the way respectively for the WNIT Final Four or Men's Final Four as well. So, but again, one game at a time. We'll see what Marquise Noel, Keontae Johnson do. And again, I know it's going to be posted tomorrow morning. So hopefully when this comes out, we'll be celebrating a trip to the second round. We'll see what happens there as well. But the ladies are celebrating a trip to the second round. The WNIT taking care of putting 90 against Wichita State last night. Right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Big win for Jeff Minnie and crew. The Pro Project Podcast. Once again, you're new to the show. Welcome on board, first off, to the second taping of this episode, Postcast Edition. The second thing you got to do, if you like what you're hearing today, make sure you subscribe, tell your friends, your best friends, everyone about this podcast. The third thing, optional, leave a rating or a review of your choice. That will help us out tremendously. That helps us out. What we need to work out. We always want to get better on this podcast between myself and my co-host Alex Aiden. But it also gets the word out to other K-State fans who are looking for more K-State content. So make sure you do that as well. Well, that's going to put a bow on this postcast edition, WNIT edition, playoff edition of this podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. K-State put it on Wichita State last night, led by Serena Sundell and company, 90-56. They'll have their eyes next on the second round. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!